From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The first message was based on verse 9, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his second message in the series, taking as his text verse 10 of the psalm, With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. In introducing this message entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. God has given us everything we need to live clean in this world. The Bible addresses every area of life, including our thoughts, our words, our walk, the company we keep, as well as how we are to conduct our marriages. In all of these areas, believers are called upon to submit to the precepts of God's Word. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we'd ask you to give attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Before and During the Call. The text is Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Quick work, this! The Lord hears us before we call, and often answers us in the same speedy manner. Foreseeing our needs and our prayers, He so arranges providence that before the need actually arises, He has supplied it. Before the trial assails us, He has armed us against it. This is the promptitude of omniscience, and we have often seen it exercised. Before we dreamed of the affliction which was coming, the strong consolation which was to sustain us under it had arrived. What a prayer-answering God we have! The second clause suggests the telephone. Though God be in heaven and we upon earth, yet He makes our word, like His own word, to travel very swiftly. When we pray aright, we speak into the ear of God. Our gracious Mediator presents our petitions at once, and the Great Father hears them and smiles upon them. Grand praying this! Who would not be much in prayer when he knows that he has the ear of the King of Kings? This day I will pray in faith, not only believing that I shall be heard, but that I am heard, not only that I shall be answered, but that I have the answer already. Holy Spirit, help me in this.
Jesus, keep me.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Bible has a lot to say about what we think about. It all comes back to the Savior. All comes back to Him. Let me ask you, How much time have you spent thinking of the Lord this week? How much time have you spent with that book pondering the mighty beauties of the Savior and the glories of His sovereign grace? How much time have you spent at the cross beholding all that's pure and holy and just and good in the love of God in Christ Jesus? That's the command. That's the command. Starts with our thoughts. Goes on to our words. Ephesians 4:29, Paul says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." Now that's the negative. No corrupt communication. Get the words that are going to be corrupting, words that are going to spread the darkness of sin, words that are wicked, let them not come out of your mouth. And then he says, what should come out of your mouth? What is good to the use of edifying? What is going to be good to build up God's people, that it may minister grace unto the hearers? You ever met with a person, when you talk with that person, you think you've met with the Lord, there's been a word for your heart? Have you ever gone into a home, and when you go into that home, you think you're in a little bit of heaven? When they talk to you, there is a sense of God. That's what Paul's talking about. That's not to be for superheroes or super homes. That's the command of God. You can go on in Ephesians 4, a little earlier, verse 15, he says, you're to speak the truth in love, that you may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. In verse 25, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Writing to the Colossians, he puts it slightly differently, but it's the same truth. In Colossians 4, 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. The Bible commands what we've got to say. Our speech is not simply to be, as it all too often is, the reaction of the mood we happen to be in. God commands that our speech be according to His commandment, a speech that's coming out of our fellowship with Christ. He talks about our walk. This is your daily conversation. This is our walk, is how we proceed through this world. It's the way we live. And in Ephesians 4, verse 1, he says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Now think of the motivation. I'm called to be a Christian. I'm called by the name of Jesus Christ. I bear that name before the world. And Paul says that's your calling. It's a holy calling. It's a heavenly calling. And he says, walk worthy of it. That's a separated walk. Later in the chapter, in verse 17, he says, walk not as other Gentiles. Don't be walking the way the world walks. If you want to walk to be in step with the world, if you want to walk so as the ungodly are going to clap you in the back and say, great fellow, then you will not be walking as a Christian. It's impossible. You're not to walk as other Gentiles. Chapter 5, he starts off with the walk again. And in that walk, you're to be imitators of God. What a word. Imitators of God. Peter said, quoting the Lord's own word, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So he's commanding our walk. Talks about the company we're supposed to keep. Is there anything that's right more bang on the subject, especially for young Christians? The company you keep. Now, let me just back up. We live in a world that our fathers and mothers and grandfathers could never have imagined. You see, I'm very young still. I mean, I haven't quite reached 100. And I think a lot of people here would have to be in the same position as myself, maybe even ones that are considerably younger. But when I was a kid, to keep company with somebody, you really almost had to be in their physical presence. Now, there were other ways. There were magazines, and just as any other time, there was stuff in print that was absolutely vile, and so therefore you could keep company that way. But it was always under the counter. It was never anything that was very public. So, and of course, there was the cinema. But where I grew up, first of all, Christians didn't go to the cinema, and I still believe that Christians are far better to keep as far away from Hollywood as they can. But for the most part, to be in somebody's company, you had to be physically in their presence. Now, of course, that meant that your mother and your father and your uncle and your brother and your sister and your minister and your Sunday school teacher and your neighbor and everybody else could keep a much closer tab on you. Oh, we always laugh when my sister-in-law, who was a little rebellious, decided she was going to be going to a certain cinema. There was a line outside it, and there she was, far from home, so she's all right. Man, her parents knew before she even got home. Somebody had seen her. What's she doing in the cinema queue? It's not that way anymore. Not that way anymore. I thought this was something that people wrote about for books or TV shows or whatever, where grown people, educated people, skillful people, professional people, and sometimes Christian people hardly go out anymore. They live in front of a computer. They adopt a fictitious identity. They buy, they sell, they fellowship. I don't know, they might even get married for all I know, all in a virtual world. In many cases, they get into things that are as wicked and as godless. And that's company. There's so many ways, whether television, films, computer, I haven't a clue about all those programs. I detest them, so I'm not going to try and name them. The company you keep. Now, what does the Bible say? Go to Proverbs chapter 1. My son, verse 10, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Now, I think that's pretty plain. If sinners come along enticing you, he says, don't consent. In other words, there's a very vital lesson here for every Christian. And that is, you draw the line of separation at the earliest possible moment. When sinners entice you, you don't go a mile down the road with them, and when they're about to get into great public wickedness, say then, no, no, I want to stop the world and get off. It's going to be very difficult to get off. He says right at the beginning, when they start laying the lure before you, when they start putting the enticement in your ears, consent thou not. That's where you start. And if every Christian were to obey that, and if every young person were to live by that, there'd be no such thing as being inveigled into the drug abuse and the alcohol abuse and the immorality and the broken lives that come down the line. Would be no such thing. Consent thou not. Right at the beginning. Go down to verse 15. My son, walk not thou with them in the way. Refrain thy foot from their path. Now here's the thing, Christians have to be friendly toward unsaved people to win them for Christ. But they are not to walk in the way of the ungodly. They are not to walk in the path of sinners. The company you keep, and that covers every kind of company, physical or virtual. The company you keep. The Bible has something to say about it. Bible talks about your marriage. I know husbands love to hear it when preachers quote Ephesians chapter 5 and tells them, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:22. The Bible says that. And the Bible means it. And I know we can joke and all the rest of it, but I want to tell you part of the breakdown in families is because so many Christian women are unwilling to trust God and believe that God knows best. And the reality is they are the manipulators. As my sister used to say, my husband is the head of our house, but I'm the neck. And there's many a time that's true. And you do it to the destruction of your home and your family and your marriage and your own happiness. What husbands don't too often like to hear is that the same scripture says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. God has not made husbands little tin pot dictators. They don't like to hear, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. With that selfless, sacrificial, notice this, sanctifying love. And if your love for your wife is not putting her before you, you don't love as Christ loved. If your love for your wife is not one that costs you, that you are sacrificing, you don't love as Christ loved. And most of all, if your love for your wife does not have a sanctifying effect to make her a holier woman and bring her to the feet of the Savior and bring her to the throne of grace, then you are not loving as Christ loved. That's the command of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.